Knights of Japan and Rome, the Tensho Embassy. In the 16th century, Japan was in civil war. Because of the violence, China, Japan's traditional trade partner, cut diplomatic ties. Japan had to look elsewhere, Southeast Asia and Europe, for trade and international relations. Although Japanese lords sent diplomats to places including Ryukyu and Taiwan, the most famous mission was the Tensho Embassy to Europe. The four young Catholic Christian ambassadors, Ito Manchio, Chijiwa Miguel, Nakamura Juliao, and Hara Martinho, left on a Portuguese ship in February 1582. They had an arduous journey via India and Africa, reaching Portugal in August 1584. From there, they went to Spain, Italy, and Rome, the most important city in Europe. Curiosity about Japan and Europe was high at this time. It was an almost a legendary place. The people were said to be civilized, courteous, honest, and well-educated. Everywhere the ambassadors went, they were welcomed by huge crowds, lavish parties and grand ceremonies. People were dying to see their Japanese clothes, hear their language, and learn about Asia. Very few Europeans had ever seen a Japanese person. It was the spectacle of the century. Their visit was recorded in dozens of pictures and books. It is said that Queen Elizabeth I of England even received weekly updates on their movements from her spies. This was at a time when the English were planning their first voyages to Japan and China, so any information was very important. The mission's crowning glory was an audience with the Pope. They gave him gifts, including a painting of Nobunaga's beautiful Azuchi Castle. Ito Manchio was made an honorary citizen and European knight. They returned to Japan on July the 21st, 1590, and started off a fashion for European clothing among the wealthy elite. Japanese people had a love for international fashion even then.